This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. The North Carolina legislature left $4 million on the table when it decided against authorizing money to improve the state's election system. The $664,000 expenditure would have released a federal grant that would have hired extra precinct workers and kept early voting stations open longer. The grant is part of the Help America Vote Act. HAVA was passed in 2002 in response to the irregularities in Florida that led to the disputed presidential election. North Carolina lawmakers say they turned down the grant to save money, but critics say the GOP majority is trying to suppress the vote. Bob Hall is among those critics. He is the executive director of Democracy North Carolina. And we reached out to the sponsors of the bill and others who voted for it, but we haven't heard back from them. So we invited someone from the Civitas Institute, Susan Myrick, who is not to be confused with Congresswoman Sue Myrick from the 9th District. Susan Myrick is elections policy analyst for the Civitas Institute. Bob and Susan, welcome to the State of Things.
Good
Thank
to be here.
Thank you very much.
Bob, HAVA was passed in 2002. Congress appropriated millions of dollars. How much did North Carolina get at first?
Oh, it was probably $80 million or so. It's the money that paid for all the voting equipment in each of the counties. And since then, it's paid for an annual fee to the vendors who service the machines. It pays for ballot software. It pays for equipment that's used at the polling sites, the laptops that are now being used in polling centers, a lot of equipment and upgrading training and also making the polls more accessible for people with disabilities.
Well, it sounds like a pretty generous grant. Why does the state of North Carolina have to spend $600,000 plus to release the remaining $4
million? Well, when Congress passed it, they didn't want the money to supplant money that the states were already committing to their core election administration functions. So they didn't want it used that way. So they told the states, we'll give you some money in a Title I program, but in the core Title II programs, which is the bulk of the money, you have to maintain a level of funding, and they called it the maintenance of effort. Show us that you're maintaining your effort by funding your election administration at least at the level that you were funding it in the fiscal 2000 year. So that level is what the states have had to continue to fund if they want to draw down the federal Title II money. And in the 2011 budget, which was covering the 2 years, the leadership and the General Assembly basically under, they shorted the Board of Elections. They funded some money. They put some money into that maintenance of effort. But they went under it by $664,000, as you say. And they actually added another provision that said that the board couldn't draw down the federal money until that maintenance of effort or that extra $664,000 was appropriated. And so it's been a tussle to get them to go ahead and appropriate that money.
Well, what in this case, now you said initially it went to buy hardware and software, what does the remainder go for?
Well, each year, money, it's about actually $3.2 million is what each county, the total of what the counties are paying to maintain the equipment, for the license fees, for getting them inspected, getting parts replaced, all of that stuff that goes with the hundreds and hundreds of pieces of equipment that we have across the state. That's one thing that it does. It also pays for the poll worker training to upgrade any new changes in election law, and it can pay for early voting sites, servicing centers that are open in those days before early voting. So in previous years, particularly in 2008, but also in 2010, we've had a very robust opportunities available to people for voting early.
Susan Myrick, you say we really don't need that half of money. Why?
I don't think we need the $4 million that we're talking about here. The county boards are charged with servicing their equipment and training their poll workers and making sure there's enough sites for people to vote at already. And that's what they budget on each year. And they do a pretty good job. it was not even 12 years ago that we had one day that we voted in 13 hours, and look at what we're doing now with about 18 days in early voting already, and a goodly number of sites in most of the counties anyway. In the small counties, they still are required to just open those one-stop sites on in their boards of elections. But 18 or 19 days compared to one day just 12 years ago, I think is a really good effort by the county boards of elections.
What about that? Bob Hall, you have said that this is an effort, a deliberate effort to suppress the vote. That's a pretty serious charge. Why do you think that this, not spending this money, does that, suppresses the vote?
Well, it fits a pattern, unfortunately, that the Republican leadership has an attitude that voting is a privilege. It's not a right. And we're happy to have low turnout. We're happy to have the turnout we had 20 years ago in North Carolina. We've had higher turnout. And that's what groups like ours and others, we want to see people given an opportunity. And it's not just kind of Democratic-leaning folks. It's people who are interested in making the vote available to folks. The Republican Board of Elections directors and Democratic election directors from all across the state, board members, these are the voluntary people that supervise the elections, they wrote to the leadership saying, we need this money, because it is not just for the early voting, it is also for the equipment. For small counties, it's $30,000-$40,000, and many of them are very strapped. Their budgets are strapped, so they couldn't understand. It was in the House budget, you know. The House put it in their budget, the Senate put it in their budget, and then at the last minute, it was pulled out in the conference committee between the House and the Senate. So it's very mysterious why they would do that at the last minute. And as I say, it just fits this thing. They had legislation to slice a week off of early voting. They want to promote this photo ID requirement. They want to get rid of same-day registration. They want, you know, they different things that have helped make voting available and still make it secure are things that they don't seem to like.
Well, let's talk about early voting. I mean, as Susan said, there's been, you know, traditionally one day to vote. If it's important to you, you get out there and vote that day. Why does it suppress the vote to have early voting?
Well, if you walk in somebody else's shoes, it has to work from 7 to, you know, 5. People that are working for a living, people that don't have transportation, put the election on a Tuesday, it very much becomes a privilege, not really something that you're telling folks, this is something for you. We have a long history in North Carolina of disenfranchising people, of pushing them away from politics, of making them feel like second-class citizens. And I think what we've tried to do over the last 30, 20, 10, 5 years is make people more conscious that politics is something that is important to your life, and we want you to participate. And that's what this is all about, trying to help people see that they are a player in our society. We welcome that. We want them to be involved.
Susan, what about that? I mean, why not make it easier? If there's money available, it's federal money, as a matter of federal policy, to make voting easier for people, to get more people out, why wouldn't you do that?
Well, like I said, we're already having 19 days to vote. Saturdays, Sundays, 2.5 weeks leading up to the election. I think that gives opportunity for everyone in the state to vote. And to, if I may, to look at turnout has not increased at all since early voting has come into existence in 2000, except for the 2008 election. I actually looked at the State Board of Elections website where they had that information, and it was interesting to see that if you wanted to just look at the last 12 years, the turnout has not increased at all, except for that one presidential election year.
You know, it's curious. So there's one other kind of a tangential issue here, and that is that this is $4 million that would have been spent into the North Carolina economy at a time when $4 million could go a long way. Susan, wouldn't it be a good idea just to spend that money to help the economy?
I think it would have been a better idea for it not to have gone to Washington first, to have to come back to North Carolina's state board to be distributed to the county boards. Wouldn't it have been better to keep that money in the county in the first place? That's the way I would have wanted that $4 million to be spent.
Bob Hall, let me ask you about Susan's previous observation that early voting really hasn't increased voter turnout. It hasn't really helped.
Well, it actually has. And as she said, that the 08 election was the highest turnout we've had in more than 100 years in terms of the eligible voters. And 2010 was as an off election year, a non-presidential year, was higher than some of the other years. So it has, by itself, early voting, it takes a while for it to have an impact on elections. What we're trying to develop in North Carolina is a different political culture, one that is welcoming to voters, one that is tells folks that politics is for you and about you and by you. That's what the motto, you know, of, for, and by the people. We've had so many years where people have been pushed away. It's going to take time for people to see that politics is important, voting is important. And that's why, you know, I think it's the turnout actually has gone up, and we want it to continue.
I want to thank both of you for being on the program today. Bob Hall, Executive Director of Democracy North Carolina. Susan Myrick is an elections policy analyst for the Civitas Institute. Thank you both for being on the program.
Thank you.
Just ahead, we're going to talk about bad acting and cheap special effects, why we love the bad movies on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.